a boo, ah, a yoo-hoo. I tried something. I don't think that worked. I tried it, though. That's all I can say is I tried it. I thought, in my mind, I thought it was going to work.
I mean, that's all you can do is try.
Shoot your shot. Boo, strangers. I'm Britt.
And I'm Dee.
And welcome to another episode of
It's a Strange World After All,
the podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, and all of the things that keep the world strange. Dee, can you believe it's the third week of spooky season? Wait, of spooky season.
Your phone. It is going by so fast to me. Look at you.
I didn't know it was even going
off. Oh, let me turn mine off while I'm talking. My bad. I heard it the first time.
I heard it, but I didn't hear it. Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, it's going by too fast for me. I don't like it.
It is going by fast, which means that the year is going by fast. Guys, we were featured. And yes, I'm going to say featured. It was an interview, but it was featuring us on another podcast this past Sunday. It was pretty awesome. That's all I'm
saying. It was. Yeah. I can't wait for that episode to come out.
Yes, when the episode comes out, all will be revealed. But right now, we're gonna tease it.
Okay, we were asked the question, if we could create a Scooby-Doo gang using today's celebrities, who would we choose? Do I remember mine?
I have mine.
Yeah, I think I do.
In my handy dandy notebook. And this was something that we were asked on the podcast to kind of meet our strange aesthetic. But do you want me to start or do you want to start?
You can start since you prepared.
It's rare. Let's see. I'll start with Daphne. I'm going to start with Daphne. So let's start with Daphne.
Okay.
Daphne Blake, to be exact, the lady in purple with the red hair. Yeah. At first, I was going to say Meg Thee Stallion because I felt like, you know, she fine. Daphne fine. You know, Meg is into, you know, a little bit of cosplay. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to say Doja Cat because I feel like Doja Cat has that more like preppy kind of like spoiled, like rich bitch kind of, not like,
yeah,
still rude. Not rude.
I know what you mean.
I say rude. That's not what I mean. I meant to say still kind of quirky, I guess, but she could play that role really well, I think.
Yeah.
So Doja Cat.
Good one.
Thank you.
So my Daphne is Rihanna. Why you make that
face? Girl Riri.
Oh.
Because I didn't think about her and I was
Yeah, that was because I just automatically thought of her with her red hair. Yeah. And that was like, that's like one of my favorite looks from her was the red hair. Yes. So yeah, that's mine is Rihanna.
Let's do Fred Jones, guy with the ascot and the shirt. I said I couldn't really think of anybody, but first person that came to mind, not because I'm biased, because he's the love of my life, is Aubrey Graham, aka Wheelchair Jimmy, aka Drake. I'm too sexy for my, you know. I just feel like, go ahead. What was you gonna
say? I was just gonna say I can see that because he's soft.
Yes, I feel like Fred, even though he's like supposed to be the muscle, I feel like he's still sensitive, soft, pretty boy type. Yeah. So Drake for mine.
Mine was Big Boy. I feel like I can see him as Fred, though.
Yeah, I think I think you should go right into your Shaggy.
Okay.
Because then so, I think it makes sense.
Okay, yeah. So my Shaggy, of course, is Andre 3000. I feel like I can see him as Shaggy too.
Yeah.
And they were on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's Shaggy.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think when you put them together, I think it makes sense. And it's kind of cute because Fred is supposed to be like this big statuesque of a person. But then you have like Big Boy, which has that in personality, but maybe not in stature. So it's pretty funny to picture Big Boy and Andre 3000.
All right, so what about yours?
My Shaggy Rogers, that's his name, Shaggy Rogers the third. No, I don't know if he's the third. Originally, I was going to say Travis Scott, but then I was like, let me go ahead and change that to Young Thugga.
That's a good one.
I think it's a good one. I think his personality, his voice, the fact that it's alleged that him and Scooby were stoners, that Shaggy and Scooby were stoners. Young Thug literally has a song called Stoner. So perfect. I think that's perfect.
That is. That's a good choice.
For my Velma Dinkley, at first I was going to say her.
Okay.
But then, for me, I have to give it a tie. I have to say either her or SZA. I wouldn't be mad if it was either her or SZA. I feel like personality wise, both could go. I feel like they're kind of not underrated, but kind of, what am I trying to think? Like fly under the radar as far as their like personal lives. And I feel like the same about Velma Dinkley, that she's just like, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of low
key. Those are good choices.
Thanks.
I would go with SZA though.
Yeah.
I feel. Yeah. But not trying to tell you how to do your who to pick.
Not telling you how to do your casting job.
But my Velma, I picked Meg Thee Stallion.
That's so funny to me. Instead of Jinkies, it's
I know.
when she solves something.
Real hot girl shit. Yeah, that's
real smart girl shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's about to graduate from college. She's a good Velma, I think.
I think so too. And Velma a little thick. A little bit. Like,
I just can't. Yeah.
Sweater.
Yeah.
Scooby dooby doo.
Okay, so who mine was.
Scoobert is his name. Scoobert Scooby Doo. Yeah. Scoobert Doobert Scooby dooby doo. I chose, and I'm sorry, I know. I don't know if he's still canceled. I don't know. But I went ahead and said DaBaby.
Okay.
Based on looks, mostly looks. And personality, he is a fool. He's silly. So I feel like Scooby is kind of silly. And I don't know. I feel like him and Young Thug would be hilarious together.
Who did I forgot who mine was? Because at first I was going to go with the obvious choice, which is Snoop. But I changed it to, I honestly don't remember. So I'm going to just go with Snoop.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, because the whole dog thing.
I don't know.
I can't believe I forgot. I remembered everything else but that one.
I remember you said something about Snoop Dogg, but I don't remember your like other that you had thought about. Yeah. I went ahead and did Scrappy Doo too. If you're a true fan, you know Scrappy Doo. I said that Scrappy Doo would be Kevin Hart because he's small and he's fiery.
That's
he
funny.
Always ready. But which when you said maybe even DaBaby for Scrappy Doo, I was like, oh yeah, because Scrappy Doo is hot tempered. He always trying to fight.
Yeah.
So we can throw him in there too as understudy.
And mine was Lil Nas X.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
In today's episode, we discuss Ronald Clark O'Brien, a man convicted of using candy to poison and ultimately kill his 8-year-old son on Halloween in 1974. how can you do that to your own, to any kid, but your own kid?
Yeah. It's pretty, yeah, pretty ruthless, pretty yeah. strange. I feel like, too, this is one of those cases that feeds into, like, the mania of, like, the poisoned Halloween candy oh. or the razor blades in the candy. Because that's what I remember when, like, being a kid in the 90s was,
yeah,
like, people having to go through their kids' candy just to make sure that it wasn't laced or, yeah. I know they have put out, like, police departments were putting out statements urging parents to inspect Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ronald O'Brien lived in Deer Park, Texas, with his wife, Danine, their son, Timothy, and daughter, Elizabeth. Ronald worked as an optician and was a deacon at the Second Baptist Church, where he sang with the choir and was in charge of the local bus program. So he seems pretty wholesome.
Yeah, but so did the BTK killer, because he was involved in the church. Can't trust nobody.
Or limited. Keep it limited.
Yeah. On October 31st, 1974, Ronald Clark O'Brien took both his children trick-or-treating in a Pasadena, Texas neighborhood. Ronald's neighbor and his two children also went with them. After visiting a home where no one answered the door, the children ran ahead to the next house while Ronald stayed behind. When he caught up with the group, he had 5 21-inch pixie sticks that he would later claim he got from the occupant of the home that didn't answer their door.
That's sketchy AF.
Yeah, I was just about to say. Yeah, something is not right.
No, it's not. I have so many questions. Like, why even stay behind?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What reason did he give for staying behind? Because there was another parent with them. There was another dad, right, with them?
Yeah.
What did he tell? Like, what was his reason for staying behind? Also, it just makes me wonder about the house, too. Like, did anyone live there? Did he stash the pixie sticks there? Like,
oh, I did not think about that.
Or did he actually get pixie sticks? Like, did he go back to the house and was like, hey, no, y'all gonna give me some candy?
I think it makes more sense that he stashed them. But that means that he would have had to go all the way to that neighborhood, put the candy there, and then leave, and then that's too much.
Right. And you're talking about 21-inch long pixie sticks. Those are not, like, they're thin, but they're not short. Like, you know what I mean? They're not.
No, those are the thick.
I mean, they're thick. Not thick 21 inches. No, like, they're thick, but they're, I mean, like, you know, it's not like, I don't know. They're big enough to be seen.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, where you put them? Do you put them in the bushes? That's why I'm like, did he stash them? I don't know.
I'm thinking he probably stashed them.
When they were done trick-or-treating, Ronald gave each of his neighbors' two children a pixie stick and one to Timothy and Elizabeth. Once they made it home, Ronald gave the fifth pixie stick to a 10-year-old boy that he'd recognized from church. So he was just handing out. He was handing them out to everybody.
Yeah.
You get a pixie stick. You get a pixie stick. And you get a pixie stick. Oh, here's this random kid from church here. You want to hear? Like, I remember that time he was talking while I was singing in a choir.
Oh, no. No.
It's messed up.
It is. All of this is just messed up. Like, why would you?
What?
I don't get it.
And where did they come from? Where did them 21-inch long pixie sticks come from?
And also, don't take candy from strangers. I mean, he's not a stranger, but I'm still not taking candy from you.
And then, yeah, it was a one piece of
candy. Not to blame the kid, but, no, yeah. You know.
But yeah, but especially for that random 10-year-old boy, it was like, you ain't been with this man all night. He caught you on the street and was like, hey, you want this pixie stick? No, is that what you were giving out for Halloween candy? No, I don't want this random pixie stick from you.
Exactly, sir. But it's a kid, so.
Man, I'd be like, God bless, but no thank you.
Before going to bed, Timothy asked to eat some of his candy, and he chose the pixie sticks. Timothy complained that the candy tasted bitter, so Ronald gave him some Kool-Aid to wash away the taste. Timothy immediately said that his stomach hurt and ran to the bathroom where he began vomiting and convulsing. Timothy O'Brien died en route to the hospital less than an hour after eating the candy.
Timothy's death from poisoned candy struck fear into the community. Parents in Deer Park and the surrounding area turned in their children's candy to the police, fearing it was laced with poison. Timothy's autopsy revealed that the pixie sticks he consumed was laced with potassium cyanide, the same chemical that was in the Tylenol, right? It's the same.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And how are people just getting this? Like, can you, like, you can't go to the store and, no, you can't.
I was about to say back then, anything before 2000 was just reckless. I don't. What? Y'all
it
doing?
Really
what?
Was. It really was. A pathologist said that Timothy had consumed enough cyanide to kill two people. Tests later found that the top 2 inches of the pixie sticks had been packed with the poison. Officers managed to recover the remaining pixie sticks from the other children before any of them had the chance to eat the candy.
Thank goodness. God. Yeah, for that, 'cause he was just handing them out.
He really was. Like, why?
Why? No kid deserved this. Not your own kids, not your neighbor's kids, not the little random 10-year-old from your church.
From church.
Yeah.
Not at all.
The police took Ronald back to the neighborhood where they went trick-or-treating so he could take them to the house where he got the candy. He couldn't find the house, and he said that he never saw the person's face.
Okay, so I don't know if they went trick-or-treating at night, but even if they did, how could you not see their face?
I thought about that.
Yeah, they're handing you the candy, so that means you had to be, like, close to them. So how could you not see their face?
Not unless he's insinuating that maybe because it was Halloween, maybe they had a costume on, like maybe they had a mask.
Maybe, but I don't think that's mentioned anywhere. So I don't know.
Yeah, because I guess he would have said, well, they were wearing an ape mask. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know, but yeah, it does sound suspicious. It's all suspicious.
It is. And then, I guess I can see him not being able to find the house, but still, you know where you went, though. A few days later, they took him back and they walked around the neighborhood 3 times before Ronald pointed at a house, but the owner wasn't there. The police went to the homeowner's job and arrested him. They questioned him, but the man had an alibi. He had been working the night of Halloween. His wife and daughter were home, but they turned off the lights because they ran out of candy. So that's why they didn't answer the door.
Right.
Because, I mean, they shouldn't have went to the house in the first place. If the lights are off, everybody knows that means they don't have candy. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they shouldn't even went up to the house.
Maybe he convinced them to go to the house. Maybe he was like, well, let's just try this house.
Oh, maybe. Because he had the candy stashed over there.
Right. And he needed someone not to be home so he could pretend like that's where he got the candy.
Yeah. But then wouldn't it be easier if the person was home? No, because then the kids and everybody would be standing right there. So, okay. Yeah.
I don't remember what was in my candy bag. Like, unless it was something that I was looking forward to, like I love Reese's. So if I got Reese's or gummy candy, because people disrespect gummy candy and they don't really pass it out for Halloween. It's typically like chocolate or like Nerds or Smarties. And so like I would know, ooh, I got me some trolleys, like bet. Or ooh, I got me some Reese's. But at the end of the night, you literally could have put any candy in my bag. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I wonder why he just didn't stick it in their bag.
It couldn't fit.
Well, what did they have? Did they have, I'm thinking of old school. I'm thinking of like a pillowcase.
I know.
You just take these pillowcases. That's what I was thinking. Not like the little pumpkin bucket.
The ghetto.
But you can fit more. Man, I used to be like.
We did used to have pillowcases.
I used to look at y'all and be like, well, can I have my little pumpkin bucket and a pillowcase? Because they're fitting more candy into their pillowcase than I am in this little pumpkin bucket.
Yeah, and then those pixie sticks were my favorite because they were like huge.
Oh, so you would have known.
And he probably picked that because it's one piece of candy, but it's a lot of candy. Yeah,
that's true.
So that's probably why he picked it.
And it's a powdery substance. As the investigation progressed, authorities learned that Ronald O'Brien had over $100,000 in debt and had a history of being unable to keep a job. They also discovered that Ronald had recently taken out life insurance policies on both of his children. Suspicious.
Yeah. And how do you... I can let me not talk because I'm going to be there soon. I was just like, how do you get... How you rack up that much debt? But that's about to be me in a little bit. So you
add up enough student loans.
Yes.
You know? So.
And, well, what was he doing? Because, like, he was unable to keep a job. So maybe that's why he was doing some extra stuff, probably, like credit cards and stuff.
Oh, maybe.
Allegedly, probably.
Maybe. Maybe he had a gambling problem, too.
We just putting stuff on this man.
I mean, you got $100,000 in debt in the 70s, boo-boo. In that 70s.
I mean, so, yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That is.
It's a lot of money now, but it's definitely a lot of money in the 70s.
True.
And then, yeah, why can't you? Because it said, I mean, we said like what he did for a living, but it seems like he couldn't stay.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't keep a steady job, so seems a bit desperate.
Yeah.
How desperate?
And then for him to take out policies on both of the kids.
What about your wife?
Yeah, yeah. I would do it for the wife, not the kids. Not saying that he should have killed the wife. No. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. It is kind of like,
Yeah. 2 months before Timothy's death, he called a friend who was a dentist asking him how he could get cyanide and just how much would be fatal. Why do you need to know that?
Man, first of all, thank God for modern technology because I just would have looked it up and cleared my cache, my cash. How you say that? Cleared my history, my cache, my cookies.
But nothing is ever really deleted, though.
That's what they say, but... I'm just saying, he told somebody this word of mouth. He said it word. So excuse me, sir. And then, yeah, how do you bring that up in normal conversation? Like, how much do you think?
You don't, because that's not a normal conversation.
How much cyanide? Have you heard of the stuff called cyanide? It's crazy, right? Crazy. How much do you think you would take to just, you know, just knock somebody cold? Just how much? Like, can you imagine?
So why?
It was weird, but I mean.
And the friend should have known something.
I would have reported him the day he asked.
That's
me.
What I'm saying.
I would have called his wife his mom. Because I would have thought maybe he was talking about his wife.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, hey, just to let you know, he was asking. Don't let him do the cooking. Don't.
A month before Timothy's death, Ronald took out an additional $20,000 policy on each child. So that's even more money.
Right. So it would have been over. because they said over $100,000. So it would have been over, it would have been close to $200,000.
Yeah. So that's, for him to take out an extra amount, that's, that should be suspicious too. That's another red flag.
It is suspicious. Also, how often, and I'm black, I don't know, white people, this question is for you, because I don't know that I had life insurance, but my dad is a vet too, so maybe I did, but it probably was only because he was a vet.
Oh, yeah.
How often do people take out life insurance policies on their children, like on young children, and also how much? Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like a thing that people think about, which, I mean, I guess you should do it even when you're younger, but that is something that people think about when they're older.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if I'm not here.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have one for myself.
But did your mom have one for you?
No.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's because we're black, not trying to be funny, but we just...
History
and finances and shit like that, that was robbed from us. We just don't.
Yeah.
But... I don't know, if somebody listening, a white woman, a white man, if you're listening, or, you know, somebody who had life insurance as a kid, let us know. My mom probably going to be like, we had life insurance, not you. So next week, y'all going to hear me. My mom said. I didn't know about it if I had it. Police believed that he had given the other children poisoned candy to cover up his crime, but luckily none of the other children ate the candy. Throughout all of this, Ronald maintained his innocence. He was arrested for Timothy's murder on November 5th, 1974. Ronald was indicted on one count of murder and four counts of attempted murder. So if he was innocent, I don't know.
I mean, you said if he was innocent?
Yeah, he's maintaining his innocence. That's what I'm saying. If he actually was innocent, I'm trying to think of a situation, because, you know, they say it has to be, what is it? Beyond a reasonable doubt, mm-hmm. or like without a reasonable doubt. I can't think of a scenario where he wouldn't be guilty unless he let them go ahead. He really did stop at another house and was like, oh, okay. But I don't know.
He said it was the same house.
He did say it was the same house. So, yeah.
He did it. He ain't innocent. He
yeah, if I was on a jury.
Exactly. Like, he did it. We don't even need to hear nothing. He did it.
Yeah, how much on his kids?
The case and trial received national attention, and the press dubbed Ronald O'Brien the Candy Man and the man who killed Halloween. What's with the Candy Man? What is going on with Texas and the Candy Man? Because the other episode, that was in Pasadena.
Yeah.
It's another case that happened in Pasadena in the 70s that I was looking into. I don't know what was going on back then.
Wasn't the candy woman in Texas?
Yep.
It was in Tarrell.
Yep.
So definitely in Texas, don't take candy from anybody. Don't even let your parents buy it. Just be like, no, I got it. I'm going to go to the store and buy candy myself. Yeah.
Make my own candy.
Or don't eat candy. Or don't eat it. It's a slow death. Sugar's addictive. It's toxic. It's a slow death. So just don't eat it.
I don't know if I could do that. During the trial, his wife testified against him. She said that when he began talking about how they were going to spend the insurance money so soon after Timothy's death, she became alarmed.
You should have been alarmed before. What's her name? I'm about to call her Diane. Deneen.
She should have. Because why? I would have questioned him. Why are you taking out all these policies? Unless she didn't know.
Oh, that's true. But, I'll give you that. We'll say she don't know.
Okay, yeah.
Because if you did know, yeah, I would have been like, number one, why are you taking all these policies out on the kids? And then it's kind of convenient that something, such a freak accident happened as soon as he did that.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to believe that you're capable of something like that, but I'm sleeping with one eye open like,
am I next?
This is odd. Yeah, this is weird.
Yeah. The life insurance salesman testified that Ronald called him within hours of Timothy's death to begin the process of filing the claim. You ain't dumb even ass. Buried him yet.
Dumb ass. Why would you try to do this? Like, okay, why would you try to do this in real life? This is
in real life.
In real life, though, it legit sounds like something from a Scooby-Doo episode. It feels like something that's not real. Like, they're like, oh, it was the dad all along. Like, what? For insurance money. What?
I don't even know what to say.
Child.
And then it's hours. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, like you said, he hadn't even buried him yet. You ain't even
grieved. Well, he wouldn't grieve because he did it, but.
No. The only thing that I would be like, well, maybe he's trying to afford the funeral costs. I don't know. It's just like, what?
Yeah. Still, I don't know. Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure he could have got the church to help because he was involved in the church. Oh, so
that's true.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it is just like,
You doing too much, sir.
On June 3rd, 1975, a jury took 46 minutes to find Ronald Clark O'Brien guilty on all counts. The jury took 71 minutes to sentence him to death by electrocution. In his last statement, he still maintained his innocence, saying, "I forgive all, and I do mean all of those who have been involved in my death. God bless you all, and may God's best blessings be always yours." On March 3rd, 1984, Ronald was executed by lethal injection at the Huntsville unit.
That's a little narcissistic.
Is it?
How are you going to sit up there and say, "I forgive y'all"? You the one that you killed your son.
He felt like he was innocent.
Wait, is that okay? Is that the right term, narcissistic?
I mean, you could say, that would be the trait of, not the trait, but that would be something that someone with narcissism would
say. It's a narcissistic tendency.
Yeah, sure. To kinda. Say, oh, well, yeah, you guys should, I forgive you guys, I guess. I don't know. But I do know. Okay, so there's a Law and Order, I think it was SVU, episode about a pedophile, and he truly did not know that he was a pedophile. It was like his sister had gotten gang raped, and it like traumatized him so bad to where, I don't know if they were trying to say he had split personality disorder or what happened, but like, so when he was doing those acts, he did not know that he was actually the one doing that to those girls, but he was, and he had to be put on medication. And once they put him on medication, that's when he remembered that he was the one that raped all these girls. So maybe it's a situation like this. Like, maybe he disassociated himself from doing it at the time that he put the cyanide in the pixie sticks and then gave it to them. So maybe he truly believes that he's innocent and he's not.
I can't see. I know what you're talking about, and it's possible, but I don't think that's what happened with him. Because all of this is premeditated. He was in debt.
Yeah, that's true.
And he knew he needed money, so he took out the insurance policies. He even went as far as to trying to cover it up and giving the other kids the poison candy. So he knew what he was doing.
I don't know. It's just strange to me. I'm trying to make it make sense.
You have to look at his interviews, because it's in his interviews, it's all about him.
Oh.
Like how he said, "I forgive y'all. Why are y'all doing this to me? Blah, blah, blah. You killed your son."
Yeah.
So.
That's not what he said, though. He said he didn't do it.
I feel like it's one of those things where when you tell a lie for so long, you start to actually believe it.
Probably. That's crazy.
During his execution, a crowd of 300 people gathered outside of the prison and cheered while some chanted trick or treat. Others threw candy at anti-death penalty protesters. Question. We should have probably discussed it before, but are you for or against death penalty?
Oh. I plead the fifth. I'd rather not say. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not for the death penalty. I feel like it's counterproductive. I feel like it wastes taxpayers' money. I feel like, especially back then, DNA evidence was weak.
There
are a lot of, especially minority men that are still getting off today based on that were on death row, based on things like DNA and things like that. I get it. People believe in eye for an eye, whatever. I just don't think, I feel like that's what they want. I feel like anybody, like, let's say like a school shooter or someone that's trying to plan like a mass suicide or something like that, I feel like what they want to do is die anyway. I don't think they want to spend the rest of their life in jail. So why would you give them the satisfaction of killing them? I don't.
Yeah, I'm not for it either. I, like you said, and then you remember it's a case. They executed, how old was he? 14? That 14-year-old black boy? Because they said that he murdered two little white girls. First of all, how could he do that by himself?
Right.
And they executed him. And it was a movie about it. But they had to give him Bibles to sit on so he could fit in the, so they could get his head.
Gosh.
Ridiculous.
It sounds familiar. Why haven't we done that? We should do that.
I was thinking about it, but then I was like, that one is a lot. It's too much.
I mean,
but I will definitely work on that. Because his name is George Stinney or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they executed him.
It sounds so familiar to me.
So, yeah, I just think people should just rot in prison so they can be miserable.
Yeah. And then, I mean, hey, if they didn't do it, I mean, hopefully at some point our justice system will be better. So that won't happen as much. But I mean, if they didn't do it, then they can be released and try to get some remnants of a life back.
Paid
people some money. And
the episode we did with the guy, was it James Joseph Richardson?
The one similar, the one where they accuse him of poisoning his children.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
Yeah. And I think they initially sentenced him to death, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And they did.
He was innocent. So, yeah.
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 And that's politicking with Brit and me.
In a 2004 interview, former Harris County Assistant DA Mike Hinton said, "Ronald Clark O'Brien is the man that ruined Halloween for the whole world." It's a little bit intense.
He killed it.
But I mean, because there was a curfew or something. Or am I thinking of Shauna Howe?
Oh, I don't know. I know that these cases definitely change. They change Halloween for sure. They change.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I guess it could be for the better. Teaching kids and parents to be more cautious, because you literally are taking candy from strangers. It's the one night
where
you sometimes send your kids out by themselves or in groups.
Yeah.
And you say, let's go take candy from strangers. So you just never know.
Yeah. Do people still trick or treat?
I know. Since the pandemic, I have no freaking idea. I was thinking about that.
Man.
I was thinking, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
Maybe we'll see this year.
Final thoughts.
Oh, I feel like we just gave our final thoughts. Did you have more? Let me think.
I would just recommend, if you want to know more, a lot of his interviews are on YouTube. So I would recommend typing in his name and watching his interviews so you can and judge for yourself if you think he's innocent or not.
I'm gonna watch some. DM us too. Let us know if you think he's innocent or not. But yeah, the way that the cards are
looking like he was guilty.
Well, that is all, folks. Another one in the Halloween Hall of Strange. Another one to add to the books.
Yeah, this is what do we say? Episode 36? Man, yeah. I am shocked. Well, I'm not shocked, but like it still kind of doesn't feel real to me, even though we've been working hard, but it's still, I don't know. Maybe one day it'll feel real and I'll be able to bask in it.
Feel real to me. I can't even remember a day where we weren't doing this. So
be sure to follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, turn on those notifications for our Instagram posts so that you can keep up with our hashtag Myth Mondays and hashtag Strange Saturdays posts. Was it the Myth Monday? You read my mind because I was like, we need to do something about witches. Even though we did. But I was like, I wanted to do something like going deeper into it. So good job.
Thanks. The Strange Saturday would be last week's Strange Saturday. It was really good. I was creeped out. I didn't want to stare at the picture with that picture. What's the picture called again?
It's called The Hands Resist Him.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even want to look at the picture for too long because when I read that it said even some people that just looked at the picture.
Yeah.
I was like, I ain't going to look at it for too long.
And then the name of it is creepy for some reason. Yeah. But yeah, go check that post out, but don't look at the picture for too long.
Look at it and tell us what happens. Also, yes, we would love to hear from you guys out there in podcast land. Tell us what you think about the man who killed Halloween. Also, if there's anything in the world of Strange or any true crime cases that you would like for us to cover, DM us, let us know. Have you ever heard a strange bump in the night? Have you ever seen shadow figures moving about? Have you ever stumbled upon something unexplainable? We want to know. We want to know about it. And with your permission, share it with our listeners. You can email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms de-mentioned. Even if you just want to say, hey there, we'll be there.
We will. One of us will.
Both
24
of us
will. No, I was going to say not 24 hours.
Well, I'm going to be there for you 24 hours a day. I get excited. I get a little ping. I'm like, oh, somebody shared this.
I know.
Thank you.
Do you know the lady that...
Shayna, yes, Shayna. Yeah. Shout out. She also has a podcast. I'm always support, you know, content creators anyway, if I fucks with them. But I'm definitely gonna support Black content creators, Black business owners. Yes. She has a podcast. It's called The Single Dog Mom Podcast. You don't have to be a dog owner or pet owner to get into it. I love it. She talks about life, current topics, relationships. I love it. If you go over there, okay, that's fine, but don't forget about it. Because you need, you still need your case.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm gonna check it out. Thank you for tuning into another episode of It's a Strange World After All.
And thank you, strangers, as always, for keeping it strange with us.
Thank you.
Bye. Wait, we got one more, right? One more. You got one more Halloween.
Oh, a variety episode.
Yeah. That's all we're gonna say. Bye.
Bye.